Welcome to the third season of Radio Sessions Over Tea. I'm Grant Gus.
And I'm Agent Gibb.
And welcome to the first episode of 2022. Woohoo!
Yes, after the shitstorm that was 2021, we're finally looking forward to turning a new page onto a new chapter.
It is currently 24 degrees. It was raining a little bit before. Oh, look, it looks like it's getting a bit windy outside with a bit of overcast of clouds, which has been mostly throughout the day.
And not just throughout the day. I think the weather's mostly been going up and down over the past few weeks.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? Particularly a storm I think we had last night or...
Yes, and there have been moments where it was sunny, but it was also raining as well with the clouds hanging around it.
Well, yeah, actually last night, as I just mentioned, there was a lot of flickering of lightning and I did hear a bit of thunder, so it has been a bit overcast, to say the least.
I am surprised, though. I mean, this summer, it's actually been less hot than I expected it to be.
You reckon? Yeah.
Yeah, because normally the temperature would be around the 30 degrees or more, but it's actually been less than that.
I think I've got between 26 to maybe 29. So I absolutely agree with you on that. The climate's very different for this summer.
No, well, not that I'm complaining. I mean, I'd much rather be cool in summer than, you know, having a heat stroke or something.
Well, exactly. It'd be nice to just have that nice relaxation where it's not going to be too hot when you go out to do things too, which is a bonus.
Exactly.
Before we get into our little catch-up, we would like to apologise for not doing end-of-year podcasts for last year due to having a very busy month. And speaking of busy month, Aging Gibb has actually started a new job, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm a delivery driver at the moment, so I'm only using that job to pay the bills. But in the meantime, I can use this opportunity to just actually figure out what I actually want to do with my life, which is of course one resolution I had during New Year's.
Oh, that's awesome. Has there been anything else you've been up to since the last episode, which I believe we recorded in November?
Mostly I've just been keeping a low profile, but you know, I went to Canberra during the holidays, you know, spent some time with the family there, which was fun. And other than that, I've just been trying to figure out what I want to do.
Oh, that sounds really
cool. As I just mentioned earlier, so.
Yeah, nice. Well, what I've been up to since November, where do I even begin? Well, I've actually started working out now and I've lost about 5 kilos, which I'm very, very happy about losing that bit of weight. I started doing that mid-December. So between then and now, I'm really happy how the results are. I've been wanting to go back to the gym for some time now and it's really getting me more energetic than I've ever felt before. Because as I mentioned in a episode a while ago, I did mention that I was 129.4. And in a 2-year period, I've managed to get down. I'm almost at my weight goal, which is at 100 kilos. So I'm really happy about that. Other than that, just been mostly playing games on the PS5 or Xbox, which I've just finished the Halo Infinite game, which I found really, really fun to enjoy. I like the open map worldness you can do in that game. As well as actually playing a computer game as well, playing Age of Empires 2 because I finished the first one. So mainly just games, binge-watching TV shows, and yeah, going back to the gym. So it's been a pretty good month and a half for me.
Well, congrats on the gym journey, and I look forward to playing Halo Infinite with you sometime.
Oh, for sure. I believe it's a 2-player game too, so definitely have to do that.
That little catch-up out of the way, it's now time for
T-Fest.
I will start things off, and I'm starting off the year with another T2 product, which is called Detox.
Oh, lovely.
On the packaging, it says cleanse with fennel and licorice root, and it contains herbal tisane in a bag. The packaging has a painting artwork, which is filled with roses, blue and aqua fields, and white mountains. It consists of 10 bags, and the instructions say to brew for 3 to 5 minutes, and it is originally packed in Morocco. The health benefits for the detox include getting rid of toxins from the body, because it's rich in antioxidants because of the different herbs and the presence of green tea in it as well. It helps in preventing toxicity, thus providing you with a healthier gut. It also supports weight loss. You know, when you start sipping on it, your body's metabolism will be increased. Your energy level will be boosted to make you feel light and fresh. It also has hydrochloric acid, which suppresses your appetite and also which in turn improves your weight loss process.
Oh, I might need to use this for myself.
I'll make sure to give you a few bags after this is done.
Awesome.
It also improves digestion. People who suffer from the toxicity of chemicals can have issues regarding digestion like bloating, constipation, nausea, gas. And detox can improve your digestion by getting rid of all the wastage through natural cleansing. It can relieve flatulence and mobilize waste to cleanse out the gut. It raises mental awareness. Once the toxins are removed from your body, you feel light, revitalized, and your brain becomes more alert as compared to being dull previously. Finally, it strengthens your immune system. It boosts up the detoxification of your body and it facilitates the cleansing mechanism. And it helps your system to regain strength in order to fight against various diseases. The ingredients in this tea involve fennel, juniper berries, stinging nettle, sweet blackberry leaves, lemongrass, marigold petals, licorice root, spearmint, and rosebuds. From what I can tell from the colour of this tea, it's a mixture of honey and chamomile.
Yeah, I get that too. Even a bit of that greenish yellowish colour, which actually looks quite nice.
It kind of smells like chamomile as well.
Hmm. When I had it previously, it had a very sweet minty taste. So maybe you might get a different perspective once you drink it. But yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Time for the taste test.
Taste test time.
I'm getting a really dark chamomile taste.
Okay, that's interesting.
From my experience with chamomile, it's a mixture of light and dark, but this one feels really dark on the tongue. So I'll try it again. It has a bit of a honey aftertaste as well, I think.
Again, I only got a minty, so it's very interesting how you've mentioned
different tastes.
Mm.
But all in all, it has the right balance of ingredients, I think. At least in my opinion.
Well, being a detox tea, it would be very cleansing for the system too. So I think when you're drinking it, it's definitely giving that health beneficial of it, cleaning out the digestive system, wouldn't it?
I can also feel the inside of my mouth warm, and I'm starting to feel it in my stomach as well. All in all, I think it's given the required effect.
I think so too. And it's such a beautiful packaging. I mean, with the roses on the front of it.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
That's my tea done. Now it's time for Grand Gus to discuss his.
Well, here's my first tea of 2022. And it is a Twinings Refresh Infusion Cold Tea. The packaging that I'm looking at it, not as lovely and looking as Agent Gibbs, but it shows some images of some of the ingredients in the tea with how to brew this sweet cold drink by putting one sachet in the bottle of cold water for 5 minutes, which I've actually done. Now, if you want to know more about the what Twinings company is about, you can check that out in a previous episode. You can enjoy it within 8 hours, and it has 12 infusion sachets. It does mention that it is not artificial, nor it has flavors. They source with care, and it's distributed from New Zealand. They actually also blend and pack in Poland as well for the highest standards by the Twinings company. You can store this in a cool, dry place once opened. Mm. The health benefits is actually really good. It's got blood pressure, so it actually lowers the blood pressure when drinking the drink. It reduces stroke or heart attack symptoms, which I find to be absolutely amazing. And bestly of all, it decreases cholesterol. Very nice.
Maybe you should include this tea in your your exercise routine.
I think so too. It will definitely be very beneficial. Now, the review of what the company says about this tea, that it's very refreshing and it's a good pick-me-up for that 3 p.m. slump. Have chilled with ice, which actually I've got ice in the glass as we speak, and it tastes great with one sip.
Mm.
The ingredients include green tea, white hibiscus, apple pieces, watermelon flavoring, matcha, and contains caffeine. So like last episode, I was a bit buzzed and high. We'll see how I am in this episode. Now, you're probably wondering, what is matcha? Because I've actually never tried that ingredient before. And I don't know, have you tried matcha before, Pigeon Gib?
No, I haven't. From looking at the jar, I thought it was... There are leaves in the background, so I kind of figured it might be that.
Yeah. So for those who don't know what matcha means, it's a green tea finely powdered, specifically grounded from East Asia. The green tea plant used are shade grown for 3 to 4 weeks to harvest. It's also used in lattes, hot drinks, and as well as water too. So that could be lattes, any specific hot drink that you have. I haven't had it myself, but for those who have had it, apparently it's meant to have a very interesting taste. For those who haven't heard of white hibiscus, now I have had hibiscus, but not white hibiscus. So this is a different hibiscus right now, and it is a native plant with large flowers and leaves, and apparently it's called the everywhere bush. Known for its ability to grow everywhere except in boggy soils. Masses of white flowers, and in particularly in the summers of spring and summer. Mm. So that's very interesting how it grows in particularly different seasons, and it's an interesting hibiscus. I mean, white hibiscus, I'm actually intrigued to see what that's going to taste like, what I'm going to get with the flavors.
I'm sure you might get a light taste from it.
I think so too, wouldn't I? Now, I'm looking at the color of it. I'm a bit surprised that I thought it would look more a bit pinkish with the water flavoring. But it's very see-through. It's got a very light yellow color to it.
It's quite transparent, isn't it?
Yeah, almost see-through-ish when you look at the glass. Mm. Better go start now and drink this. It says that you have to brew it for 5 minutes, which I have. I think I'm getting a specific ingredient right now with the aftertaste, but I don't know if I'm feeling...
My guess is either apple or watermelon.
Yeah, I'm feeling an apple. Actually, I am getting a bit of the apple in it. Matcha, now I haven't tried matcha and I don't know what that would taste like, nor white hibiscus, but I'm guessing it's in there when I drink it, but I'm not really... I don't know, I'm not really tasting it as if I would like... I wish I would like to know what that ingredient is.
Yeah, that was my experience too. I mean, the smell was strong, but the taste was less so.
Smelling it now, actually, you can definitely smell the ingredients, like when you smell it. It's actually got a nice smell, which is surprisingly, it's actually very nice.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have hoped to have smelled those other ingredients, but you only get the specific few, don't you, when you taste these types of teas. Definitely very interesting experience having this. I mean, it's definitely keeping me very refreshed, is what the name of the tea says. It's definitely making me feel a lot more cooler. I think we might get into our reviewing.
Of course.
The way I feel with mine is a bit disappointing in the colour. I would have liked to have hoped it to be maybe a pink colour with the watermelon.
A bit more vibrant.
Yeah, given the fact that the amount of... I must admit, there is quite a lot of green from looking at the packaging. But yeah, I would have liked that hint of pink. Also, the taste. Again, I haven't tried matcha or white hibiscus, so I couldn't really give a full review on that. But it does have a nice refreshing, is what it says on the packaging. Very refresh. I feel very, very relaxed.
In my opinion, it looks a little bit like lemon water.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I almost got that vibe of the squeeze of lemons just being put into it to give that...
Like there's clear water, but there's yellow tinges inside of it.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to give it a bad review out of 10. I think if I was feeling it, it is keeping me refreshed. Some parts I was a bit disappointed about. Oh my God. I think where I'm at with this, probably a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Fair enough. As for me, I like the taste. I mean, I like chamomile and I like honey and it makes me feel warm and relaxed when I'm drinking it. So all in all, I'd probably give it around a 8 out of 10.
Oh, fantastic. Hmm. And you know what? When I sipped it, it did have that nice minty sweet taste too.
Yes.
Whereas you had a different tasting experience. So it's so good to see the different perspective on the drinking.
Exactly.
Of the teas.
Now with our teas in hand, it's time to move on to...
Topics.
Have bad habits that we're all responsible for, and sometimes we just can't help but go through them because it makes us feel good in the moment. So our topic today is called guilty pleasures.
And guilty pleasures, that can be in particularly something that you don't tell a lot of people about from many different types of things. I know we all got our guilty pleasures out there somewhere that we don't tell in particularly even our closest friends. There are guilty pleasures that you can probably tell your friends and they probably crack up and laugh in your face at most of them, but most of them can be very understanding because you can then relate to that with your friend or family member.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Yes.
What we're doing at the moment is we're on a website called fairygodboss.com and there's a list on there that says 21 guilty pleasures we refuse to stop indulging in.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
So... what this list contains, there's a list of 21 guilty pleasures. So what we're going to do is read them out and then we say either yes, no, or maybe to, depending on what guilty pleasure we actually have engaged in.
And when we do maybe, we're going to do a shimmy throughout.
With our hands.
Yeah. So you won't see it, but for us, it's going to be a bit of a joy doing that.
Yeah. With that in place, let's get started.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Number one. Dancing like no one's watching.
100% has done that.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, there have been moments where I'm walking along the sidewalk and I'm putting in my headphones and then suddenly I do a shimmy and then I do a little bit of a spin.
I know when I've done that, when people have sit down in events and you're on the dance floor and you're by yourself, and I've definitely done that, just doing... bit of a moving of hands, like I'm doing a hippie spiritual dance of some kind. Definitely feel the vibes there.
I can just imagine you with your sunglasses and your hat and you're just, you know, spinning around just on the floor, waving your arms.
La la la, la la la. It's actually quite graceful doing that type of stuff, isn't it? You're not thinking.
You may make a hippie out of yourself yet.
Spiritually.
Number two. Creeping on Facebook or Instagram.
No way. I think I'm going to have to say shimmy for this one, which is maybe. And I'm not on Facebook, but definitely on Instagram. And I have looked at a few other people's profiles just to see like what they're maybe wearing at times or just to see any events or... anything that's coming up for them, so yeah.
I do the same thing as well. I mean, I look at other people's profiles because I'm a little bit curious about what they've been up to, so...
Jacob's very curious.
Yeah.
Just wondering what's everyone been up to. It's got to scroll and find out. So yeah, I'm a shimmy for that one. Are you a shimmy?
Yeah, shimmy.
Shimmy.
Number three, sleeping in. Definitely me.
Definitely, and I've got a story to that because for the first time, I've never done this before, Agent Gibb, but I've got up at 9:48 a.m. I'm very specific about that because I looked at my phone. I've never slept in that long before. I was so like, this is weird for me. It's like I'm still dreaming, but I'm alive.
Yeah, no, I mean, usually you wake up between 6 and 7 a.m.
Yeah, it's so unlike me to wake up so later in the day.
He's an early bird.
Yeah. What about you? Oh my god, how long have you slept in?
There was one point in my life, I was a teenager, and I remember sleeping in at one point, and I didn't wake up for a long time. I didn't know how long I'd been asleep for. I asked my dad once, and he said, mate, you've been asleep for nearly 28 hours.
28 hours?
Yeah, so apparently, apparently I'd slept for a full day, and I don't know... how the hell I got through that, but Apparently that was the case. And
well, it's pretty crazy you saying that, because usually people who do night shifts go, because they stay up all night and they tend to go to bed throughout the day in that process. But you saying about 28 to 29 hours is crazy. I don't think I've ever met someone like you who have slept in for that long.
Yeah.
How did it feel waking up when you did? Still dreaming?
I just felt numb.
Mm.
Like my vision was blurred, my skin was dry, you know, my head was feeling foggy. It felt like a real out of body experience in a way.
Oh my gosh, like, would you say a ghost coming out of your body a little bit in that saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Crazy!
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely insane.
So yeah, I was definitely a yes for that one.
Yes, for me too. Number 4, binge watching reality TV shows.
I can relate to that. That's a yes for me.
That's a no for me.
Well, there has been a lot of shows that I've watched, and I've definitely binge watched.
I'm not really a fan of reality TV shows. It doesn't really catch my attention.
Yeah, that's fair enough too. I actually watched how many episodes in one day? Maybe 8 to 9 at one point. And they take up to about 45 to 40 minutes too, so...
What kind of reality shows do you watch?
Well, as I mentioned in past few episodes, Real Housewives, the franchise. I have watched other TV shows. Well, I've just been getting into The Nanny, and they're about 20 to 23 episodes. I did watch Schitt's Creek a while ago, and that took the whole day. I remember... That's a funny show, by the way. Have to watch that, everyone. And that's a few there, but there are plenty more that I have definitely watched the whole day, including RuPaul's Drag Race. Wentworth, I remember years and years ago when I was living at the apartment, I was actually watching Wentworth, and I remember it took me the whole day to watch. I think one, like, in particular a season or something, so it took a long time. But definitely worth it, those TV shows, if you want to binge
watch. Watching it, it's extreme.
Oh, yes. Get the snacks. Here we go.
Hey, number... So that's a no for me.
That's a yes for me.
Number 5. Reading novels for pleasure.
Definitely no for me.
Definitely yes for me. Well, I'm a huge fan of books. I like to get... You know, I like to absorb myself in words, pages, and images that come up, whatever is described on the book. You know, and I'm a fan of huge novel series that extend for a trilogy or more. Like, for example... Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, just to name a few. You know, I like being in a room all by myself and just absorbing myself, you know, in the images that the book is trying to describe.
Exactly. Well, I got to ask you something. What's the longest you've actually read a book?
The longest I've read a book would probably have to be around... 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, wow. And do you know what book that was?
It was Lord of the Rings, I think.
Oh, okay. It was
the first one.
Oh, wow. You must have got really into it to have kept reading.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tolkien's one of the greatest authors of the 20th century, so...
I mean, look at the movies. It bestly describes that. But you know what? Reading the book from the actual author probably has more detail compared to what the movies is, because sometimes they show it more differently... To compare to what the material from a book...
Yeah, adaptations are different because, you know, there's a strict time limit to it and you can't explain all of the details in the book.
Yeah, so I'm definitely a no for that one.
And I'm a yes. Number 6, eating dessert before dinner or whenever.
I'm going to have to shimmy for this one because I have accidentally had dessert before dinner. Oopsie.
I have been guilty of it before, but recently, no, so... Yeah, same, shimmy.
Shimmy.
Number 7, ordering takeout when you simply don't feel like cooking.
Yes.
Who hasn't, honestly?
Exactly. And I mean, when you're very exhausted or you just can't be bothered making dinner, you just call them up.
You know, work just makes you stressed out that you just don't want to make yourself even more stressed out with the possibility of burning your cooking or anything like that. So.
Oh my God, the roast is burnt!
Yeah, let the professionals do the job.
Let them just prepare, and here it is. Voila.
Voila.
Shimmy. Yes.
Okay. So, yes. Number 8. Eating food out of the jar or drinking beverage out of the carton.
Yes.
Yes.
That's for only for my, if it's my own drink. If I have to share it with someone, I would obviously pour it into a glass, but
yeah,
because it's my own, I'll say yes.
I'm a shimmy as well. I mean, I have done it before, but now I don't, so it's a shimmy. Number 9, playing games on your computer, phone, or video device.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, as I just mentioned, Age of Empires 2 on the computer, so that's definitely been fun to play.
And I have an Xbox One, so, you know, that keeps me occupied as well, and my laptop. You know, it's good to play games on devices.
And I've just finished off Dead Island 2 on the Xbox 2 this morning, actually. Been good to finish it off.
So, yes.
Yes.
Number 10, keeping up with celebrity feuds.
No, not really. No,
the media may have time for that, but I don't.
Not really. I mean, only if something's happened or anything like that, but I'm not like, oh my God, I've got to go see what's going on there. So, no.
Number 12, taking selfie after selfie until you get the perfect one.
I'm going to have to say yes for that.
Yeah, same. I mean, there have been moments where you're trying to take a good shot, but something else interferes, like the wind or, you know, leaves, bugs. Yeah, there's loads of things that just break your concentration.
And we have a great example because we've done that with thumbnails. We did it this morning for our season 3 Radio Sessions Over Tea. We had a few options, but luckily we got that in one shot. So that was a bonus because sometimes it takes us a while to get the right shot for those type of things.
Mm.
So yeah, yes.
Number 13, singing along to the music in your car.
Yes.
All the time.
Definitely.
All the time.
Hell yeah. You got to listen to those and sing them out loud.
Come on. There's loads of artists that you can't not sing to.
And there's just, you can just enjoy yourself. You're in your own world in the car, driving to where you're going. Like, la, 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 la. Like,
you know, Ed Sheeran, Fleetwood Mac. Who else?
Enya.
Yeah, Enya, Green Day. Just
list. Go on. On and on.
You know, how can you not sing to those songs?
Definitely.
Songs or artists. Yeah, yes. Number 14. Sewing, knitting, and crocheting alike.
No, I could not have the time and patience to do that.
And plus, we have no idea how to do any of those things.
It's very complex, isn't it? Trying to make a blanket.
Yeah, and you have to be very precise to not prick your fingers or something like that.
Oh...
Oh, my God.
Oh, funny.
But anyway, that's no.
No.
15. Daydreaming or fantasizing? Yes, a lot of the time.
Well, we just mentioned about sleeping before, didn't we? How we just sleep and you get into these realistic dreams. I know I've had that.
Yeah, I do realize that my mind drifts throughout the day. Like, I'm so blank that I don't focus on everything else around me.
And that can be a focus issue too, trying to like think of something to think about. You can't because it's like drifting out and just see all...
Yeah, you're just in a blank space.
Yeah.
Number 16, working in bed.
I'm going to have to say shimmy for this one.
I think I'm shimmy as well. I mean, I do sometimes write short stories on my laptop for when I'm in bed.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. For me, I think it's just the budgeting side of it. I think you could class that as still sort of doing work or something on your phone.
Yeah.
So, shimmy.
Number 17, falling asleep during a concert or movie.
Okay, if it's both of them, I'm more for the movie side of it. So, would that be classed as a shimmy or a yes?
If you've done it recently, then yes. If it was a long time ago, then probably a shimmy.
Have I, what was it, slept?
Slept during a concert or movie. Or fell asleep.
Probably once, so I think I'm going to say no for that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I have once, though.
I haven't fallen asleep during a concert or movie. I think the only event that I've fallen asleep to was during a monster truck event.
Oh, okay.
You know, the monster trucks were loud, but I just found myself drifting off to sleep, and then when I woke up, fireworks were coming on, so...
Ah, and you must have slept for a while by the sounds of it through that. Yes.
So, that was the only time I actually slept through an event. So...
Yeah.
All in all, probably a shimmy.
Probably a no for me.
Number 18, borrowing the mini soaps and shampoos from hotels with no intentions of returning them.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
I mean, I already have my own soap and my own shampoo, so, you know, what would be the point of stealing anyone else's?
And for me, exactly, packing it into the luggage bag, why would you need to be using those types? I mean, it's very nice and courteous that they've done that for the guests that are staying.
And it's free, though, so I can kind of see why it would be tempting.
Definitely.
Yeah. But all in all, no.
No.
Number 19, make-believe apartment hunting.
Well, I could say yes for that because I have slept. I've gone in a few rentals over the past few years, so yeah.
Yeah, I've had moments where I visualize my own home because I kind of imagine it being isolated, but not too isolated. That's far away from, you know, small town where I can get groceries and all other types of supplies.
Wouldn't it be cool to actually grow your own food? If you had quite a good side backyard, you could definitely do something.
And
like
it would
that.
It would save a lot of money, and if you sold it, then, you know, you could even make a business out of it.
Oh, that would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, just an idea.
It's pretty good.
Number 20, whining or complaining. Yeah, I think I have been guilty at it.
Yes. When it's a situation, I suppose, that's when I get a bit like, oh, I don't want to be here, yeah, or this is taking too long, I want to go.
Yeah, I think there have been moments where when you're in a stressful situation and it really tests your patience.
Yeah.
I think there have been moments where I really internally complained.
And that's the thing too, it's just something of maybe lack of sleep or just not sick of going in that same area of somewhere, you just want to go.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, so yes for me. And finally, number 21, buying flowers for yourself. That's a bit of a weird guilty pleasure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think I've ever bought any flowers for myself.
I bought flowers for other people, but none for myself.
I mean, yeah, not for Valentine's Day for myself, no. Thought to myself, here you go, have a rose, because you deserve it.
You deserve to love yourself, man.
Love yourself.
You're just hugging yourself right now.
Love yourself as well.
Okay, I'm going to get out and let these two have a room.
Oh, no. And that is our guilty pleasures.
Oh.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed some of our very unusual guilty pleasures that we like or did not happen at all.
Mm.
I'm going to be now leaving Agent Gibb with something a little bit different in podcast history. We are going away from quotes for once, and we are doing this interesting thing called haiku. Now, Agent Gibb, what does haiku mean?
To those of you who don't know what a haiku is, it's a Japanese poem that consists of 17 syllables. It's actually an idea I found when watching... Okay, there was only one real documentary that I actually watched. It was James May's Times in Japan. James May was a British journalist. A haiku is a Japanese poem that consists of 17 syllables. The first and third line consists of 5 syllables, and the second one contains 7.
Interesting.
So far, I've done my best to come up with 2 ideas of haikus to describe my feelings about 2021 and what the future could possibly look like from there. So I've written 2 haikus, which hopefully I've done justice as to describe 2021 and the future. So here's the first one. I'm gonna just put on my glasses and...
Do you want mine? There you go.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Green Gus. Thank you.
That's okay. Right. You look like a smart cook. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, first haiku. Turbulence ahead brings out unexpected strength when it is needed. So that's the first one. And the second one, shadows cloud the land, drawing soldiers from slumber to brave the cold night. So there we go. Those are the first haikus I've ever written. You've been listening to Radio Sessions Over Tea with Agent Gibb.
And Grand Gus.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, and there'll be a lot more exciting podcasts to come. Woohoo!